Going on correction instruments, the paper has a good exposition of how Texas got into enacting Property Code 5.027 through 5.031, and I won't repeat it. We ended up with a statute that went into effect September 1st, 2011, and most of my talk on this, I'm going to concentrate on the four things to kind of remember about correction documents. And first thing is, look at it. Is it a conveyance? In other words, is it a deed of some sort, deed of trust, mechanics lien contract, or some other kind of document creating a voluntary lien against real property? If it ain't one of those, you're wasting time looking at this statute. Give you some examples of things that aren't conveyances: heirship affidavits. People weekly get requests to, we misspelled Aunt Hattie's name or something on a heirship affidavit. Let's do a correction affidavit. Can't do it. It's not a conveyance. It's an affidavit. Second issue, and one I'll spend most of this talk on, is was it a material or non-material correction? Again, the statute 5028 and 5029 go through this in detail and answers that question